Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I'm here today with ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Barry.
We are talking about smishing, which is a new form of scam, or maybe not so new. Cameron, why don't you tell us what smishing is?
You know, Brian, it's interesting. We just recorded a podcast with my colleague Ari Goretsky. He's been around the industry for decades now, and it's kind of the statement: there's nothing new. It's just they just rehash old ideas. And smishing is a variation of phishing, if you've heard of that, and that's where you get a fake email thing saying, you know, your Facebook account is going to be deleted unless you click on this link here. You click on the link, it takes you to some place that looks like Facebook, but of course it's not, and they try and harvest your credentials, get you in, get you to enter information that they can then exploit. Smishing, SMS text, you know, I read an article that said between the ages of 18 to 25 year olds, they send something like 100 texts a day, something like some incredible amount. And so the idea is that scammers get your phone number, send you an SMS text that says, hey, I saw a picture of you on this site. Is this really you? And they have a link, and people go, well, gosh, you know, they don't have time to check. They're on their mobile device. So they just click the link. When they get to the link, of course, they get tricked in all kinds of ways.
So, Cameron, I know most people, when they're on their mobile device, they're moving at a kind of a very different pace. It's usually pretty fast. They're in a hurry. They're just, you know, they're clicking and flipping between things quickly. Besides slowing down, what else can people do? How do they know if something's legit or not legit? And how do you tell the difference?
Well, it's a good question, Brian. And I'm the worst. I mean, I'm ADD, and I have screens and tweets and you name it. I have a mobile device that's buzzing, you know, 24 hours a day. And so, yeah, there's so much information coming at you that there's a... But I think a person needs to have a bit of a filter, and they need to look down and briefly say, okay, well, does that seem legit? Does that really seem like something that's real? Because, you know, it's like being in a shady part of town. You know something's not right. You maybe can't put your fingers on it. You're like, something's not right. And that's all we're asking people to do, is take a few seconds and go, well, does that seem like something that, you know, this guy, if you know that person even, certainly if it's more anonymous or somebody you can't really say for sure you know, well, I mean, does that sound like something that's legitimate? And the other thing is, certainly once you click on the link, you do click on the link and you get taken to a web page in your browser on your mobile device and they start asking you for personal information, you know, the best thing is to, if you think it may be real, is to wait till you get home to your home computer, visit the site directly, and you may find out that you were just about to set yourself up for a disaster.
I think that's really good advice, Cameron. And I know one of the things we've always told listeners as well is that, you know, go to the actual property, you know, type it in physically in your browser, or someone wants you to call a number or something, you know, call the number that's on the back of your real card and, you know, not just something that happened to be, you know, texted to you or left behind. Listen, if you want to learn more about smishing and ways to protect yourself and see some examples of some of these scams, please visit ESET.com. The blog there has lots of great stuff on this. Cameron, thanks for joining us.
It's good to be here.
You've been listening to the Malware Report.